This is VOA News. I'm Jim Bertel. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says Russia and China have blood on their hands for vetoing a U.N. Security Council resolution to deliver aid from Turkey and Iraq to millions of Syrian civilians. Pompeo says Russia and China's actions were shameful and pledged that the United States will remain committed to helping the voiceless, the hungry, the displaced, and the orphaned to receive the aid they need no matter where they live. The resolution would have extended for 1 year cross-border aid deliveries from Turkey and Iraq to 4 million Syrian civilians who have been victimized by the Syrian conflict that began in 2011. A war monitoring group says at least 12 people have been killed and several others injured in artillery and airstrikes in Syria's Idlib province. The British-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights says at least 36 people were injured in the airstrikes. Since Thursday, at least 67 jihadists and 15 rebel soldiers have been killed. 57 government and loyalist forces have also died, including 7 killed in a car bombing. North Korea's state news agency is reporting North Korean leader Kim Jong-un held a meeting of top military officials to discuss boosting the country's military capability. Amid heightened concern, the North may be about to return to confrontation with Washington. KCNA news agency says Kim presided over an enlarged meeting of the ruling Workers' Party Central Military Commission to discuss steps to bolster up the overall armed forces of the country, militarily and politically. KCNA says important issues for decisive improvement of the overall national defense and core matters for the sustained and accelerated development of military capability for self-defense were discussed. It did not give details on when the meeting was held, nor what was decided. This is VOA News. The death toll continues to rise in India as protests against a new citizenship law continue. As Reuters' Emer McCarthy reports, the state of Uttar Pradesh has seen some of the worst rioting.
Rights activists in the state said police had raided their houses and offices to prevent them from planning fresh demonstrations. Uttar Pradesh is ruled by Narendra Modi's Nationalist Party and has long seen clashes between majority Hindus and minority Muslims. The law aims to grant citizenship to minority faiths from Muslim-majority Afghanistan, Pakistan and Bangladesh, deemed as suffering persecution there. But critics say it discriminates against Muslims and threatens India's secular ethos. Modi met his Council of Ministers on Saturday to discuss security measures in one of the biggest crises yet for his Hindu nationalist government.
That is Reuters' Emer McCarthy reporting. A company that operates ships laying sections of a new German-Russian pipeline says it is stopping that work after U.S. President Donald Trump signed legislation threatening sanctions. AP's Charles de Ledesma reports.
Trump on Friday signed the bill earlier passed by the Senate that provides for sanctions against individuals and companies involved in laying the Nord Stream 2 pipeline under the Baltic Sea from Russia to Germany. Now Switzerland-based Allseas has said in anticipation of the enactment of the National Defence Authorization Act, or NDAA, it suspended its Nord Stream 2 pipelay activities. The US has been an outspoken opponent of the pipeline, which would transport natural gas about 750 miles. Critics argue it would increase Europe's dependency on Russia for energy. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Germany's finance minister and vice chancellor, Olaf Scholz, reacted angrily to the news, calling the US action an interference in Germany's and Europe's internal affairs. French President Emmanuel Macron has called on transport unions to suspend strikes over pension reform during the Christmas holidays to avoid travel disruption. But as Reuters' David Boyle reports, Christmas travelers had an anxious wait at Paris's Saint-Lazare's train station on Saturday amid a transport strike that has disrupted services.
On the last weekend before Christmas, Saint-Lazare station sees a surge of people as Parisians leave the capital to be with their families. But with the national rail operator running reduced services, including half the usual number of its high-speed trains, commuters were left staring hopefully at departure boards. President Emmanuel Macron aims to streamline the generous state pension system and prod people to work until the age of 64, past the legal retirement age of 62.
I'm Jim Bertel, VOA News.
R&B, pop, hip-hop, dang. All the hits and more on VOA 1. VOA 1. 1. 1. 1. 1. 1. 1. 1.